Dear LinkedIn community, Composites Lunch members, Aero Show, suppliers, exhibitors, and visitors, we're here together with Tobias Brezel, who is the show director of Aero 2026. And together with me is also Norbert Werle, my friend, who is the taxi operator Air2E and is the founder of the Jet Circle. And we will gonna dive deep into business aviation, the show hub at Aero 2025, but not only the business aviation side, but also all the other sides like avionics, eVTOLs are also a topic at the Aero. And Tobias will tell us what's going on, what's on the tablet this day. So welcome Tobias and Norbert to my show today.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Thank you for having us, Ilkay.
Thanks. Yeah. Hello and a warm welcome.
Yes, a warm welcome to my community. Just as a starter, as I promised you guys, I will keep you up to date on Aero 2026. And that is because we are an official media partner together. Norbert and myself, we are a media partner of the Aero 2026. After having covered already parts of the 2025 session, we suggested to Tobias it would make sense, because we saw all your brilliant feedback and your response, that we elevate this to a whole new level, and you can be really excited on what is planned for the next 2 months prior Aero, and then, of course, during Aero and after the Aero show. So I will take for a moment Norbert out of the picture and we'll continue with Tobias. Tobias, one of my first things that I'm doing is here on LinkedIn is I want to know the experts and the voices in this industry. Now, tell us about who is Tobias. Primarily, where does your passion come for aviation?
Well, Tobias is primarily, first of all, a trade show guy, right? So I was born and raised here in Friedrichshafen, and at an early stage, I think with 15, went into trade show business, actually to work during my school holidays here at the venue. And that got me so excited that I decided at a later stage after finishing school that I study this subject and that I actually start my career in trade show business. And at the later point, I believe it was late 2013, I went into the aviation industry to do aviation events, back then not Aero, but other events in Hamburg and London and Amsterdam. And basically that's how I got into aviation. So, from the trade show side of things.
All right. I have to apologize. I'm seeing that, the visibility right now is a vertical screen. Community, can you confirm please that you are seeing us on a vertical screen? Not much of a bigger problem, but it may be that you have not seen all three people in the beginning, but now you're seeing Thomas Pretzel and myself on top of each other. So sorry for that. Usually I'm going live on LinkedIn in a horizontal picture, but as usual, we are continuing here. I do not want to mess up our stream right now. And that's also a good picture to have a vertical one. So for our smartphone users, they will enjoy that we are live vertical here. So that's just for the housekeeping. Also, please make your comments. We would like to know from you guys that are listening right now. And I see we have an audience here that is watching live. From where are you tuning in right now? And the reason I'm asking is because we have a specific offer for you to later on. You can reach Friedrichshafen from the whole Europe if you like. Very easy. We have an offer and a logistical solution for you guys. So that would be interesting to know where you are from. And also, let us know: are you into the aviation industry? Are you maybe a pilot? Are you a producer of aviation parts, of aerospace parts? Write it in the comments. We'd love to get you known and also measure, of course, the reach of this life. So, Tobias, thanks for introducing yourself so I can really feel the energy that you're having towards events and having this local proximity to an event organizer in Friedrichshafen. You being from that place makes it even more valuable for our community to get to know you. So let's talk about aero for a minute. Let's go into the bird view and the bigger picture. Can you explain us the brand Aero Friedrichshafen? What does it stand for? What's your brand promise? Who does it own? Let us get a bit of an insight about Aero Friedrichshafen.
Sure, okay. So Aero itself, Aero Friedrichshafen, is a pretty, let's say, mature event. It has been founded by the local venue, Messe Friedrichshafen, in the late 70s. And it has been always a show, basically, for aviation enthusiasts. It started with, I would say, two handfuls of exhibitors in the late 70s as part of another mobility, actually, trade show back then, and mainly B2C. And then over the years and times and decades, actually, it developed itself more and more into a big event. And in the 90s, then beside the general aviation, mid-90s, late-90s, the business aviation community joined us as well. And so Aero Friedrichshafen was always a mainly general aviation focused event, but always also with strong ties into certain parts of business aviation. And then the show developed over the years and got more and more relevant, and is now really the leading show in Europe for general aviation and with a growing stake in business aviation. And so the show itself was always owned by the venue, Messe Friedrichshafen. That's when I, let's say, started back in 2018. That's when I actually came back and became the show director together with Roland Bosch, who led the show for more than 30 years before that. And then in October, I believe, 2021, a new joint venture was founded, which is called Fairnamic. And that's a joint venture between Messe Friedrichshafen and Messe Frankfurt. And so this joint venture has basically two arms. One is the bicycle arm, which is mainly Eurobike and Velo Berlin. And the other one, which I'm now responsible for, is the aviation portfolio with Aero Friedrichshafen. And over the years, we also developed satellite events. The first one was actually founded in South Africa, called Aero South Africa, in Langsiria, close to Johannesburg. The second one is Aero Asia, which is taking place every second year in Zhuhai, in the south of China. And basically, I always watch my inbox here, because we are actually close to launch another show, which is called Aero Middle East. which we plan to organize in conjunction with local partners from Sand and Fun. And that's going to be taking place for the first time in November this year, end of November, in close to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. So this is like, in a nutshell, the brand itself. And coming back to the, let's say, mothership, Aero Friedrichshafen, which is happening at the end of April this year, again here at the venue. It's a really unique event, I have to say. So because it combines multiple, let's say, sub-industries, we combine typical general aviation topics, ultralight aircraft, four-seater piston aircraft, up to really the business aviation, helicopters, flight schools, but also stuff like avionics. So everything a pilot needs. And we are very proud to say that we still have a very, very high percentage of active pilots amongst our visitors, both from commercial side to private side. So we have round about 50% of our total attendees are active pilots. So that's, in a nutshell, a little bit about the history and the concept of the show and the different shows we have around the globe.
Fantastic. Very good recap on Aero. And now I'm also satisfied, and my thirst for more knowledge is now overspilling. Allow me one question. So I fully understand your satellite in the Far East, and also your satellite that is emerging now in the Middle East. Absolutely cool and fully understood. The first time when I saw that you have an Aero South Africa, I was a bit wondering. The reason is, I am on the one side wondering, but on the other side, I thought, okay, that makes sense. But let me prove my assumption now. I was an expat into South Africa. I was living in Sandton, that is north of Johannesburg.
North Riding.
You know that well, okay? North Riding, to be more precise. So anyone who is watching from that area, my greetings to you guys. I love you all. I miss you all. So I was spending quite a few months there as an expat. And South Africa, of course, because of the distances, being sub-Sahara and so on, there is a huge community of private flying. So I thought, okay, this is maybe more for the passionistas of the flying. Could that be South Africa? Is that more rather hobby, more the hobby and say the community allocation?
In German, we would say ein klares Jein. So yes and no. So yes and no. Because the interesting part is, you know, core of our brand is that we are non-military, non-commercial. So of course we have the German Air Force here, and we are very proud to have them here, mainly for recruiting reasons and to showcase their incredible aircraft in Friedrichshafen. However, it's very interesting that in the different markets where we have Aero as a show, it's always, of course, adapting. Yeah, that means, so while in China, it's a lot of eVTOLs which were on display actually last November when the show happened for the second time. In South Africa, like you said, so it's correct, it's a different thing. So it's a lot of pilots flying there, but basically also for leisure and for fun, because they love what they are doing, but they also have to overcome the huge distances. It's a lot also like farmers basically using aircraft to land actually behind their lodges. It's also some things like tourism flying, but there is also, of course, commercial flying, both helicopter-wise, rotary wing, but also fixed wing. So business aviation is also a certain part of the game. And also the MRO topic is an important topic to maintain the aircraft fleet they have down there. And also, which is completely different to, let's say, Germany or Europe, it's also some of the GA aircraft are also used for surveillance. If you think of the Kruger National Park, so there are parks where it's about light, wildlife protection, actually. So it's very interesting.
That's fantastic. I'm really getting romantic now. I'm flying over the Kruger National Park, the Drakensberge, down to Durban, then to the vineyards in Cape Town. That must be a fantastic feeling. Yeah. Okay, so enough for the romance. But see, community, you know, flying is an experience not only on business, but it's also opening your hearts and minds. Yeah? When you fly at this altitude and even if you don't fly the high altitudes and you fly over these regions, this is so calming and this is so much horizon opening. All right. Okay, Tobias. So my part for now, the general part, is so far clear. I would now like to hand over to Norbert. And you both talk a bit about the Business Aviation Show Hub. Yes. Which is in which has its own dome. You call this hall 13. You have this fantastic static display, a dream of planes. So I leave that just after this short break and get Norbert into the picture.
Yeah, hi Tobias. So let's talk about the BASH and the Business Aviation Show Hub that you will have this year again, because last year in 2025, it was like a premiere that you had this huge tent or glass cupola there. And now I heard it will be even larger and even more planes will be there. So tell us a little bit, how will that look like this year?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, Norbert. Exactly. So, you know, going maybe a little bit back on why we did that and how all of this came together on here at Aero. So I mentioned with Ilkay earlier that, you know, business aviation has also been a certain part of Aero Friedrichshafen. However, we saw, especially after the show came back from the COVID break, that more and more business aviation people and especially exhibitors also from the OEMs joined us for the very first time at our show. And that's why we saw the opportunity there, and we thought we shouldn't just like expand the footprint within Aero Friedrichshafen, but what we usually do and we are very good in is to add another layer and another concept and another brand actually on top of that. And that's why we created together with our partner Robin Tiburtius the so-called Aero Business Aviation Show Hub, together with the support of many of the industry operators, but also OEMs. And that was actually 2025 when we really had the first year where we launched the entire concept. And the concept is, like you mentioned, it's the idea to bring together the business aviation industry to deliver a brand new experience and a brand new event format with the dome as a very high level temporary structure and part of the normal halls and the business aviation static. And all of that is really, I mean, you saw it, you have been there last year in April. It's all in close proximity. So you have an easy in, easy out. And although the huge show, I mean, Aero itself has more than has 12 halls, occupies the entire venue. It's a show, and also the Business Aviation Show Up is for everybody, so everybody can join it. However, we still make sure that also high net worth individuals, VIPs, that especially the customers from our business aviation side want to see that they can arrive very easily. They can land at our airport, even with their own aircraft. They get taxied here onto the static display. So it's really also in that sector of visitors, a very fast and very easy and very VIP experienced opportunity to come to us. And the other thing is, of course, that, you know, the not only the OEMs, but also operators can really very easy and for decent, let's say, participation package can show off the aircraft. And it's all about networking. So we have different lounges in the dome in Hall A1. And we have networking opportunities in the evenings. So it's a lot about bringing the industry together without too much of a hustle, too much of resources financially and all of that.
Yeah, and that was what you did last year already, superb, that you brought together the whole business aviation sector together with the aviation enthusiasts that are usually flying in to the Aero already, and that you created for 4 days a really nice environment to meet with each other. And that's what we do also with the chat circles, to really have the people online together over the whole year, to have such a platform for exchange of talking about the topic and actually flying together. So also, this is something that we can announce now today, that we will be organizing a lot of shared flights from different cities like Berlin, Düsseldorf, Paris, Prague, and so on to the Aero. And not only that the private pilots that are flying themselves can land there, but also really customers can share flights or book their own flight to come to the Aero and visit the whole show. So since you are really focused on those pilots and also on the business aviation people, so the customers that are buying maybe such a large jet as well, how do you arrange the whole setup now? You have even a larger hall, which is temporary, this glass dome. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more, who is in there and also what will be outside? What kind of airplanes will be there? Will it be more airplanes than last year or less? Tell us.
Yeah, so basically we see already a massive expansion of the Business Aviation Show Hub and the footprint within the overall show. I have to say, maybe for the people that you know, here for the first time of the show and the setup, the big advantage we have here, we of course know that we are not a major city like I don't know, Frankfurt or Berlin or something else. But what we have here is a unique setup within Europe, as we have the local airport right next to our venue. And I mentioned earlier that, you know, the show is pretty mature. So in the past, the venue here in Friedrichshafen was at another place within town. And then in the early 2000s, they built this entire venue brand new. And back then, of course, Aero was already part of the show portfolio. So when, you know, they planned the entire venue, they had in mind, okay, we have an aviation event here. We need wider doors. We need easy access to the airport. And that's a real opportunity there, because overall at Aero, we last year, I think we had more than 320 aircraft on display at the entire menu, ranging from small ultralights up to a Global Express 6000. So this is really unique, and that allows us to really bring in a lot of aircraft. coming back to your question on what's new for this April. So yes, so we have expanded the business aviation dome and we have shifted it a little bit so that we actually have even more space for the business aviation static and the overall static display. So last year in the BizF static, we had around 30 plus business aviation aircraft, including helicopters, but mainly fixed wing. And this year, I don't know where we will end up. So I would say at least 40 plus, maybe more. We have at this stage, I would say nearly every major OEM confirmed: Dassault, Gulfstream, Bombardier, Honda Jet, Daher, Cirrus, trying to not forget Bell, Pilatus, of course. So I could go on and on and on, but not only the OEMs, and this is really important for me. We have also a lot of aircraft from different operators, for example, and we have for the first time also a so-called pre-owned aircraft, which we do together with globalair.com, where we really want to tackle the aircraft sellers, brokers, and all of that so that they can allocate actually their aircraft which they want to sell.
So, and that's really unique what you mentioned already, that we had such another event always for the Biz Aviation in Geneva in the past, and this was somehow disconnected airport and exhibition halls, and not all the manufacturers went there anymore in the last times. You are now really gathering also the big boys. So you mentioned Gulfstream, Bombardier, Dassault will be having airplanes actually there, and people can actually go into those airplanes and visit those airplanes as well, partially, correct?
Yes, I mean, at the end, you know, every exhibitor decides who they let into their aircraft and when, for sure. That's something they decide, but it's a more open door policy. We of course have a dedicated security concept for that area, as we know, you know, the value and the exposure of that. But yes, basically, and this is something really important, you know, we want to show the connection between the different industries, BizF, helicopter, general aviation, because at the end, all of them are lacking staff, pilots, technicians, all of that. I think we all have one common goal: to get young people also into the aviation industry in total. And I think that's, you know, that they don't start right away to fly on a G500, right? So it all starts usually in the flight schools and the flight clubs and with events like ours, where, you know, young people, you know, my son is 9 years old, so this is where they should get involved and think of, hey, I could become a pilot, I could become a technician, whatever. And that's the idea, to mix up in a good way the different, let's say, bubbles. However, we usually really, what we also can do is, you know, we create platforms within the entire show so that the different elements, the different industries still, you know, have their own dedicated platform. So you can spend your 4 days in the business aviation show up. I didn't mention it in terms of expansion. It's not only a bigger dome where we welcome a lot of operators or FBOs and have a stage and a VIP lounge and the enlarged static display, but it's also the hall. So we last year, you might remember, we had a 2 and a 3, which was like a blend, I would say, of business aviation and general aviation. And now we have another hall, actually the biggest hall, where actually my office is in, Hall A1, which we use for business aviation exhibitors only. And this is a perfect mixture. And it's, I mean, I'm now located in Hall A1, basically our office is here. And I can, I don't know, throw out some IT piece and it lands on the static display. So it's all very close connected, yeah. And so A1 is also the latest addition to that.
Yeah, so and that's also the, really the unique thing that I was there as a glider pilot, later as an aerobatic pilot visiting the show for those things. And that was also drawing the people to aero. And yeah, now you even expanded it to really the big business aviation event. And therefore, it's really super that not only the pilots from 200 airports in all over Germany can fly into the aero, but also really now just the customers that are interested in this sector. Yeah, very cool. So what will be the real highlights? Give us a few hints what airplanes will be there. Like we know the big players are coming. You mentioned them already. Can you tell what airplanes will be there?
Well, not in total, because a lot of these guys are finalizing their their participation in terms of which aircrafts will be there. And I guess there will be a few changes here and there, again, in terms of which models they will bring. But we will foresee to have Pilatus, PC-12, PC-24 from the manufacturer, but also from different operators, some challengers, of course, Gulfstream with, I guess, let's say 400, maybe 600, let's see. Dassault with, we have to see 8X, which was there last year, which was also great, or maybe a 6X. So it's always a mixture. And then of course Textron Aviation will be present again, really strong with their basically entire lineup of aircraft. So there's a huge mixture, and then of course Piper, not to forget, and Cirrus. So the certain aircraft models will be kind of precisely let's say signed and sealed within the next couple of weeks, I guess. And we will also publish them in close, collaboration with the OEMs and the operators, the aircraft exhibitors, on our website. So Norbert, give me a little bit more time, but you will see something coming up with a dedicated aircraft list, so you can check out that.
Very good. And we will be now, as the media partner anyhow, featuring some manufacturers in the near future about this and give some more insights, even pre-show, into this whole topic. And also then people that are willing to fly to the aero, get the information, can join the chat circle, go to the free of charge webpage to see everything before they make any decision in the business aviation sector, because that's the platform where the people meet at Aero and inside the chat circle. So Ilkay, how do we continue?
So thank you for your really inspiring talks, you both. I mean, I can feel totally the passion you both have, with Norbert being anyway in pilot, ex-pilot, so he knows how this system works. And thanks to Bias for at least mentioning the brands that have already committed themselves. And we will see. It's fortunately still a few weeks to Aero. So as we go, we will fill our communities in. So, guys, I have the impression, of course, we are very much here on the upstream side, that we are showing the planes. With Norbert, you can book those planes. But this panel would not be full circle if we do not hear a voice of someone who is using this. And I have invited for you guys, as a special surprise, a very dear friend the media scene. He's an entrepreneur. And I've invited him, and I've asked him, would you be able and share with us your experience on flying with private jets as a guest, not as a pilot, but as a guest. So welcome with me, Julian Backhaus. Julian is now tuned in from I guess, Rothenburg Wümme.
Yep.
Yes. So that's the airport I've mentioned also to Tobias when Norbert flew us from Bindlach, Bayreuth, to Rothenburg Wümme. Thank you, Julian, for taking your time.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
So, Julian, I know Julian now for a couple of years, and we had already some interactions, live interviews already together. The reason I asked Julian here is I would like to know from Julian really the end user side. So you are, as far as we can see, a pretty frequent flyer of business jets. So you are renting your slot. I don't know how that is called. And the pilot, the captain, comes with the plane. Maybe can you run us through? Because also your office, Rothenburg Wümme, is directly at the airport. My real question is, why do you use private jets so much?
Yeah, I would like to use the Rothenburg Airport more often, but we have a very short runway of about 800 meters, I think. So the only business aviation plane that can start here is PC-12 from Pilatus. And I think for a few years now, it is allowed from the law that you can start business aviation here. And every jet, Mustang, CJ1 upwards, is not allowed to start here. So the only plane I can take here is PC-12. And everybody knows only the new ones. The old ones are very slowly. So I don't like to take the PC-12 because then I take up to 50% more time to get my... to get to my destination. So the typical process for me is that I call my agent, my broker, and I have two and three because every broker has its own contacts to some operators. The one has better contact to little planes, the other has a better contact to bigger planes, and so on. So I usually try two or three brokers and send them my request. I have to go from Bremen to Stuttgart and backwards the same day or another day, etc. So I get some quotes for the next 48 hours, and I can take the most favorable. And I am a price customer, so I need to have the best price. I'm not a typical NetJets customer or something else who say here are a quarter of a million and I have my piece. This is not me. I have to check the quotes and a deal a little bit. And if I have a quote, let's say for 7,000 or 8,000 euros, CJ1 or something, I will take it, and then I get the confirmation, and the two pilots are coming to the airport and pick me up.
So that's cool to hear that you are also price sensitive in this because yes. Most people think you have to be ultra high rich in flying business and private, but you know it's in the end a numbers game, and if it's economical and you can save a lot of time, it's an economical decision. The invest you do in the time saving and the return you get, and I've seen you've been lately quite often on the TV, and the last documentary about you was that you had on the same day some work to do, important work at your office. Then you had to rush with the airplane to, I don't know, Düsseldorf or something, Frankfurt. And there they greeted you. They brought you with the limousine to the customer. There you did your presentation. And in the evening you went back, and everything was on that day, fortunately, smooth. You were in your timetable, and you had also this very relaxed feeling. So does that give you peace of mind? Yes. And does it make you also more effective as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, this is one of the most important aspects of flying private, is you are not traveling in your mind. You are driving to an airport at a separate location at the general aviation terminal. You usually have no other customers there, no stress, no nothing. You walk through, you are in the airplane about 2 minutes later, and you take off. You have absolutely a quiet flight, as long as you don't travel with other people. You have a quiet flight, and you arrive. And when you get back, you never had the stress in your mind of a typical travel day. I have typical travel days also, where I take the Lufthansa or the Emirates to Dubai or whatever. And yes, you can book business and first class and so on, but you have to take part in the typical airport situation.
Yeah.
And that stresses you out. And you only discover that reality if you sometimes fly private. The contrast is absolutely amazing, I find. And so this is the comfort of it is one of my main reasons flying private. Yeah,
wonderful. Have you ever considered buying your own plane?
No. I know people who have their own plane, and I know people who have fractional ownership of planes, and you really don't have to worry about that budget. And if you have a, let's take a PC-12 for 4 million euros or something, so you are two people of 2 million. And you have to maintain it every year for whatever 400,000-500,000, and then the operating cost on top of that, and you have to have the pilots, and you have to have 4 pilots because 2 pilots are maybe on duty, and the other 2 pilots are on safety or on holiday request or something else, and you have to have the hunger and all that sort of things. It's a really decision, and you have in my view, you have to use that plane every 2 or 3 days to get a really gain of that situation. And I don't do that. I have about 2 or 3 charters a month.
Yeah, that is understandable. So that's why maybe not. Jet Circle is one option, right? Or similar models, of course. No, but do you want to add to this last point, buying a jet versus...
Julian is a good example that the usage factor is the main thing. He wants to get from A to B in the most efficient way. So, Julian, would you also use sharing flights? And have you had any experiences in that side?
Yeah, I'm a member of your Jet Circle, and I had a few shared flights, and I would love to take them more often. But it's a young market, and not so many customers are aware of that. And you also have to match. You have to match your destinations, your timetable, etc. You have to match the costs, and that is not always so easy, right?
How often did it already match?
Help me.
Two times.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let me get Tobias now shortly. Tobias, so we are seeing here an end user who's very happy in private and business jet flying. Is that a topic discussed within your communities about fractional flying and business jet circles like Norbert is offering? Is that also a topic for Aero?
Well, yeah, and I think that's a perfect example of what you see in terms of the, I guess we call it German Mittelstand, right? That, I mean, other than maybe in the UK or in France, where you have around Paris, around London, these economical centers, in Germany, you know, you have a lot of hidden champions everywhere. And these people and these companies need to fly very efficiently in order to get their business done. And I think that's simply a part of the reason why private aviation is, and on-demand aviation is so important also in Germany and in Central Europe. And yes, so at our show, we not just, let's say, showcase that through the exhibitors, but also we have this as part of our conference program. I mentioned that we have a stage in our dome again. So we have four days filled with, you know, topics that drive the industry in business aviation, speaking about efficiency, speaking about the latest technologies and innovation during the show, actually. And I think that's a very important point. And I think that's also a very important point to address to the other people, to the public also, how important that is to have entrepreneurs flying efficiently from A to B and back.
All right. So, yeah. Julian, my last question to you then is, as a heavy user, frequent private flyer, do you have a call to action, a request to this plane manufacturing OEM community, the events over there? Is there a pain point that is not still addressed that we can take with us today?
The pain point is always the risen price in the private aviation. So before COVID, you had moderate prices, and I don't know, through the higher demand or something, the prices went up substantially. And this is one problem. Then we have more heavy jets in the market, so more Falcons, etc., for international flights, and blah, blah, blah. And especially here in the northern of Germany, we really have less small jets, CJ1, Mustang, etc. And that would be a better price point for some of us. And and then, yeah, you have all these little communities. It's very fractional. That there is a WhatsApp group, and there's a WhatsApp group, and there's a WhatsApp group for maybe flight sharing, etc. And this topic is a pain point that you don't have the address for placing your request. Mm-hmm. So now what? Go to work.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we are doing. That's with the Chat Circle. This is the platform for the business aviation sector. And as you mentioned, you know, everybody has its own interest. It's an industry. The manufacturers want to sell their airplanes. The operators want to sell their hours. And everybody, the broker, is really interested in having a margin on the flight. So there is no independent source. And that's what we are bringing with Jet Circle now also onto the market, that you have a common platform where you can exchange and get the information without paying for everything and get the best deals and the best pricing, because that's what your focus is and what is the focus of many medium-sized German Mittelstand companies.
All right. So, guys, thank you so much. Julian, one more time, thank you for attending so short notice. I really appreciate, because you are also a very busy man. We are all reading your Erfolg magazine, the interviews that you are doing there. So maybe we can see you at Friedrichshafen. You can fly in direct from Rothenburg-Würme into Friedrichshafen. Yeah? Tobias will manage a slot for you. not a problem at all. You both keep in touch. I think it would make worse. It's worthwhile that you also have a cross-functional talk. And otherwise, we are in touch anyway. Thank you so much, Julian.
Friedrichshafen is very, very on a slot system, your slot system, only the slot
system. Very strict, very strict. That's the reason why I say Tobias will manage that for you.
I know that topic for sure. I can tell you that, yeah.
We will organize a flight from Bremen down there and we see how many people can accompany it there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Julian. Good. So let's continue then, Norbert, with the other parts of the Aero show, Tobias and myself. Or do you want to add something to what we discussed now or to the business aviation show?
Well, it would be interesting also to hear a bit more on Tobias' view of what is coming additionally for the future. Like there is the e-flight community that was always already since years now in aero and is a topic, obviously. There are sustainable aviation fuels coming up. So all of those side topics that are future-oriented, what is happening there?
Yeah, so, I mean, our show has always been a key driver of innovation. However, as a trade show guy, I cannot hear this sentence myself anymore because, you know, every show organizer tells you, oh, come to us, we have huge innovations and blah, blah, blah. So that's like the usual stuff that people that I tell you, right? But the real thing here is that, you know, we have looked into the field of sustainable aviation and electric aviation, I would say now 16, maybe even 17 years ago. That's when we invented our so-called e-flight expo together with our partner, Willy Tacke. And back then, you know, nobody but a lot of people were basically laughing. So what's happening, electric flight? Now, of course, it's on everybody's mind linked to the aviation industry. And this is also visible basically at our show. So now an entire hall A7, is filled up with innovations about electric aviation, future of flight. We are very happy to welcome Volocopter for the first time at our show this April in Hall A7. And amongst many other innovators that bring their aircraft, just mentioning a few, Electra, Solar, Zuri, or others like Jean Botti, and many more. But it's not just A7 where you find an entire, you know, ecosystem on sustainable aviation. There is also a lot happening in other halls and even also in the business aviation side of things. We have exhibitors like Beyond Aero and the guys from Munich. Help me out. What's getting older there?
Meridian?
The Viridion, Jesus Christ, see, just turned 41 and the brain gets old. Yeah, the Viridion is there. We are very proud to have them. And coming back to the strength of our show on innovations, you know, we see a lot of different topics linked to sustainable aviation at our show. And that's why, as I mentioned, we have 12 halls, a huge static display. So we have invented a couple of years ago a so-called sustainable aviation trail. And on that trail, we have, I think last year, more than 130 companies linked to sustainable aviation, you know, like OEMs like Viridion or Beyond Aero or others, Volocopter that are on there, but also suppliers or companies, exhibitors linked to sustainable aviation fuel. So you can see in our app and on our exhibitor directory really fast who is linked to sustainable aviation this year. We are currently putting that up. So while A7 is the, let's say, epicenter of all of that, we have many more projects and exhibitors linked to that topic within the entire show.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing, that this is now a reality already. In those years, it was an idea, but electric airplanes are used in flight schools. We have ordered such airplanes, like here on the picture behind me, and also a client of us will now fly to Portugal fully on sustainable aviation fuel. So really, clients are using these possibilities already, and it's not anymore an idea in the mind of
people. And of course, also companies like Pipistrel with their Velis, you find them in Hall A2 next to Textron Aviation, of course. So it's becoming reality more and more. We see more and more promising projects turning into reality. Also worth mentioning, I mentioned the overall conferences we have at Aero, and we have one high-level summit, which is actually kicking off on day zero, so the day before the show starts on the 21st of April, and that's called Hydrogen and Battery Summit. So this is a summit where the people get 2 days. So 21st and 22nd, which is actually the first day the show opens, they can get all the latest information on innovation in hydrogen technology and battery technology. That's going to be, again, an incredible summit linked to all these new topics.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Before we now slowly... touchdown. We are leaving now our high altitude and taking 270 level 2000 towards Friedrichshafen Airport. Norbert and I asked for our community for some, discounted tickets for some gifts, and Aero Friedrichshafen actually followed our desire. Norbert, what's going on there? What can we offer our community today?
Yeah, well, we have a special discount code available from Aero. So if you are commenting here below the video or the stream, the Aero 2026 code word, and you get a 15% discount. But be fast, it's only for 20 tickets. Let's see if more people are coming, if we can convince Aero to release some more. But at the moment, it's 20 tickets. And also, we talked so much about facts and so on. Tobias, give us a short intro still for 1 second. On the first day in the evening, there will be a big party going on, right?
Well, yeah, it's a exhibitor reception, actually, where we invite our customers, the exhibitors mainly, and their clients to join us on the Wednesday night. And also, of course, there is plenty more happening, and speaking about, highlights beside the actual, let's say, show during the show days. We also have at the Saturday, which is the last day of the show, we have big flying display and air show coming up during lunchtime for 2 hours. Where a lot of stuff will be going on in the sky here over the airport. Just to mention a few, the Flying Bulls will be there for the first time since years with their bow. So that's going to be really cool. And of course, there's always a lot happening in terms of networking, stand receptions in the evenings and during the afternoons. So it's going to be a great show, and we all hope for very good weather, right? Last year was exceptional weather, sometimes a little bit too hot, especially in the dome, so we will take care of that, don't worry. But so we of course hope that the sun is coming out for the show days, also to have perfect fly-in and fly-out conditions there.
All right, let me browse through the comments and greet everyone who has attended our LinkedIn Live. Thank you, Piotr, for being part of our show. So the phone was ringing. I should go on flight mode, but I'm checking here our picture. So then we got Jörg P. Piskorek, research in aviation and aerospace in Stuttgart. So we got Stuttgart here. Then we got Daryl from Electric Aviation. So he undertakes demand modeling, scheduling for advanced air mobility. Here we go. This is probably also eVTOLs. So he has developed a full stack of dashboard. Please check them out. Then we got Antonio here. Thank you for Antonio. Florida native moved to Austria. Okay. Went to Aero Friedrichshafen last year. Thank you so much. How amazing. Have a booth this year. Oh, that's cool, Antonio. So we will make sure that we pass by your booth, bringing more US partners to this party. Future looks bright. All support. Thank you so much, Antonio, for your support here. Then Johanna from Tobias' team, she writes, learn more about the Aero Business Aviation Hub right here. So click on the link and have a look at it. Then we got Josef Muris. See you there, Norbert Werle. He says, seems to be a
Electric aviation guy. Yeah.
Electric aviation.
Airplane.
Okay. Then we got Johanna one more time about the Aero conference. Yes. As Tobias said, please have a look at the conference. Get yourself. Yeah. You see, this Aero is not only about the planes. It's not only about the components that are supplied there and all the business concepts and ecosystems. Go to the conferences, learn about electric flying, learn about H2, hydrogen.
Yeah, it's tremendous. So you could spend even more than 4 days in a conference room, which I would not prefer, honestly, but you could. And actually the first conference sessions, like flight instructor courses, which are part of our Aero General Aviation Academy, they kick off even like, I think on the Monday, like the show opens on Wednesday. So there's like plenty of stuff going on when actually the build-up guys are still in the halls. Some stuff is already going on.
Fantastic. So, this is like the like at the boat show in Düsseldorf where you could make your Tauch shine and your boats shine and things like that.
Yeah.
So then Jörg says, Aero 2026, thanks for the presentation. You are most welcome. Johanna says, of course, she adds that you can get your tickets here on this link. So the first 20 who go on this ticket, make sure that you get through Aero 2026. Leave a comment here and Norbert or myself or Johanna will send you the code for an entry discount. And then we got Marcel Zeisberg. Thanks for the event today. Wasn't aware of 3D Friedrichshafen yet. You see, Marcel, I was also having a lot of gaps. Now we have answered everything. That is cool. So that's I love that statement from you guys because it's always I strive to give as a comprehensive picture as is possible. All right. So my last round is actually your call to action, Tobias, starting with you. First of all, have we covered everything? Is there anything that you would like to address?
Well, of course, you know that it's not only about BizF, yeah. That's a focal point, but not only. Like you mentioned earlier, it's a lot more. We have so much going on also in the other halls. Speaking about flight schools, speaking about avionics, all kinds of suppliers, pilot equipment, and of course, all the ultralight aircraft, the manufacturers which are displaying their aircraft. My personal well-loved helicopter hangar in Hall B5, which we do every year together with the German Helicopter Association. The eFlight Expo I mentioned, but yeah, there's so much going on. Discover it on our website. Also, the conference sessions, they are not all yet completely live. It's going on more. You will see more and more going on there on the website within the upcoming weeks. So, and very soon the Aero app will be downloadable, which is fantastic because there you have everything at your fingertips then for the show. And of course, come to the show. Yeah, again, the show dates. 22nd to 25th of April, Wednesday up to Saturday.
Tobias, now this is a full circle moment. Today is Norbert's birthday.
Yeah.
The 11th of February. Norbert, happy birthday to you, right?
Thank you. Huh?
My birthday is the 25th of April.
Ah, okay.
So, Tobias, I don't know what's going on in this universe, but you are keeping the birthdays alive here.
Yeah,
we're celebrating birthdays with you.
Yeah. So, is that a question of getting a birthday cake then, Elkay, huh?
All right. We can do that. I'm on a strict diet right now. So if you have one sugar-free, we can try.
Well, let's see.
Okay. Let me, before Norbert, I come then to you with your call to action, let me tell you, community, what is our role, Norbert's and my role with Aero? So we are an official partner, media partner of Aero 3D Software, like I mentioned before. And what we will do is, in the crunch time, yeah, they are saying this in American football, now is the crunch time for an event. So we are warming up for Aero Friedrichshafen, both Norbert and myself. And we have a few content formats, video interviews and so on, prepared for you guys that will come in the next few weeks prior Aero Friedrichshafen, where we will be having really huge impact on the market. So be really curious. We cannot speak right now about it aerospace is often regulated, as you know, so it will be an aerospace issue, yeah, or meta. So just stay tuned, yeah, stay connected, stay inspired. We will keep you, as soon as we got all confirmations ready, keep you informed about that. During Aero, now this is my point, Norbert and I will see some of the brands on the static display. We will cover the days at Aero so that you can have a glimpse on it. Now, of course, showing you is one thing. Being there is another thing. And if it happens to be that you are there, maybe even if you have a booth there, or you are a speaker, or you're an expert, reach out to Norbert and myself. We are also looking for people that we can specifically spotlight during these 2-3 days, because we got our team with us, we got our equipment with us, and once we are doing anyway this coverage for Aero Friedrichshafen, it would be great to have a far, you know, wide reach of voices and topics covered in this 2-3 days. So don't be shy, contact us. Norbert and I are just a DM away. If you want to talk with Aero, you got Tobias there, you got Johanna there, contact them also. And after Aero is, of course, before Aero. So after Aero 2026, we will have covered a lot of stuff, but we will have also recorded a lot of stuff, even more content on aviation, the business aviation, and also the components manufacturers. I'm in touch with some of the pavilions of Aero. And
good luck with that, we have plenty.
And you have plenty of pavilions. And these pavilions, just for your information, these are the ones I'm in touch with are the country pavilions of the German Bundesländer, the federal states, and they have their manufacturers, their associations, their members with them. So there will be really a cool content going on there. So I really look forward to it. And then, of course, after Aero 2026, there is Aero 2027. But in between, there's another aerospace one, if I may say that. That's ILA in Berlin, where I'm also involved with a panel. But that's a whole another issue, a whole another life. And now I'm ready. So contact us, go to Aero, and watch us, follow us, and subscribe to our online letters and things like that. And with that, I'm giving the last word now to Norbert, the founder of Jet Circle.
Yeah, thanks, Ilkay. Was a really great meeting today with all the details about the business aviation sector. And if you are interested in the sector, join the chat circle. We have shared flights there to the Aero. But even if you want to make any decision in the business aviation sector, that's your go-to place where all the information is gathered and where you get an independent view on what is going on. So, yeah. Thanks for having this great presentation today.
So thank you, Tobias, for being part of our show. Thanks for Norbert for your partnership here. And dear community, now this has been live. In a few moments, I will stop this live, and then you can repeat it on LinkedIn. We will have a replay right now on our Composites launch page. And tomorrow we will be also restreaming this on the Jet Circle page on LinkedIn. And as I said, you can watch it anytime, anyone. We have also been live on YouTube as a backup. So if you cannot find it for some reason on LinkedIn, you will find it for sure on YouTube. And soon this will be also an audio podcast. And I'm greeting also our audio podcast guests at this time. And, we have shown a few nice voices here. So have a look. If you are in Spotify, you will see probably the anchor video. If not, just hop over to LinkedIn and YouTube, and you will see it also there. Thank you so much, and I say bye-bye.
Thank you so much, and see you in April.
Thank you. Bye.
How do we connect you with the stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts, and we examine big innovative ideas. To this end, we have launched the Composites Launch Engineering Talks. What is the Composites Launch Engineering Talks? That is abbreviated by CLET. The CLET is an online format where we are streaming live on LinkedIn, YouTube, and recording the panels for your favorite podcast station. Within the CLET, we are giving you a slot and your seat in a panel where we are talking about the entire value chain within the composites industry, from raw material to the end use. We have raw materials, substrates, and components supplying to OEMs covered in that panel discussion. From our online studios in Germany, we cover events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. Join us for creating sustainable value.
With Composites 360 on Tour, Composites Lounge Engineering Talks, and Composites Lounge End User Panels, hosted by Ilkay Özbizoğlu. Weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred podcasts.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.